Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie, and you can certainly call me Natalie. We've got a great topic tonight. I think it's awesome. It's a spiritual look at moving forward and or forward and or releasing those people and relationships which no longer serve our highest good. And I think oftentimes, I don't know, maybe ladies, you can tell me, that you end up feeling sorry for these people. Is that a possibility? I suppose. But I'm going to let the two experts talk about it. And so, Stars Maya, go ahead and take it away.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. We're so glad to have you. And a welcome to everyone in the chat room as well. I agree with Natalie. This is a very I'm very close to this topic, and it resonates with me because I find that it's a huge obstacle for a lot of people. So just to reiterate, we're going to be talking about and helping our listeners to recognize when it's time to release and let go. In a relationship, keep in mind that this could be a friendship, a romantic relationship, even a job can fall into that category. And so it's any relationship, any interaction that you're involved with. Spiritually, our spirits need to be nourished, and we need to constantly be seeking our higher path and our highest good. And when we are bogged down by a relationship, again, and also just keeping in mind that the two of us, it's myself and Stars Dragon Spirit, you're going to be hearing our views. They are not necessarily the only views or the right views. There's many views on the topic, but hopefully we can give you some really good information. So in starting out, I would like to say that one of the best indicators, starting at the beginning, when you start to feel inside, even though, and Natalie mentioned something that I do feel, feeling sorry for someone, or a lot of times fear of the future. Like, for example, a romantic relationship, a lot of times we're fearful to let go, even though we know it doesn't feel right because the future is uncertain. The future is always going to be uncertain. So let me backtrack just a little bit here. So as you can tell, I'm very excited and enthusiastic about this subject, because I feel that when we are able to spiritually let go of these obstacles, again, relationships, jobs, situations, sometimes it's even a home where we live. We know we need to move. There's bad memories, or it's the home or the apartment is conflicting with our everyday living. It seems chaotic, whatever. We have noisy neighbors, whatever the situation is. So I'm going to start, and we'll go into a little bit more depth. But when you start to feel anxiety and you start to feel in your heart and your instincts start to tell you that something is not feeling right and you are no longer excited and the person is no longer encouraging you, or you no longer feel encouraged, job or person relationship, to be at your best, then that's an indication right there that perhaps it is time to move on. And when we release and we let go, there's never, even when it serves our absolute highest good, it's always going to be difficult. So we can't necessarily say, ooh, that hurts, so it's not good. It's just like getting a flu shot. Flu shots, assuming that, I know there's some beliefs out there against flu shots, but just as a small example, sometimes something that's good for us does cause us a little bit of pain, but that doesn't mean because it does cause pain that it's not good and it's not a step in the right direction. So that's kind of my intro, and with that, let's move it over to Stars Dragon Spirit and see what she has to say on all this.
Thanks, Stars Maya, Natalie, everybody. 2 points that I want to expand a little bit more on that you brought up that are very good points. Number one, people, if they stay in a present moment, okay, they're not going to panic. When someone begins thinking about the future and the possibilities, that's what makes you panic. That's what makes you fearful. Fear is your own thoughts. So if you deal with whatever you're dealing with on a daily basis, whether whatever kind of relationship it is, go from a day-to-day basis. If you put yourself out to the future, it's just going to make you panic even more so. And that's just from my experience. And two, I agree with the point, if something's uncomfortable in your life, each person knows within themselves what it is that feels uncomfortable. But I ask anyone who finds themselves in that position to please stop and ask yourself, are you feeling it because you're afraid of growing, because you're afraid of learning, or you're afraid of doing something that you know is going to be an inevitability? Because there are times when people find themselves in a lesson or they find themselves in something and they pull back from it. You might be pulling back from a lesson, but by all means, you're going to know, if you're feeling bad about a situation to where it's what I say, walking on eggshells. If you think of a situation or a relationship and your stomach starts to knot up or you begin feeling yourself shake a little bit, then definitely you need to pay attention to that. There are ways that we can let go of energy. There are ways that we can walk through something and not do harm to ourselves. And I have found that with a lot of people that they start feeling these anxieties, as you said, Stars Maya, and they do not want to move forward. It's more comfortable for them to hold on to something and, you know, go through the torture of it. And that's what I call torture. If you're not having peace of mind, if you're not having any type of a balance and you're staying a nervous wreck, you know, that is torture. So you definitely need to look for someone to talk to if you're not sure about it yourself, someone that you confide in and trust. But definitely if you're getting those warning signs, start looking for an alternative. Start thinking what you can do on a daily basis to build yourself up or your situation up to where you can get out of that.
Fear, yes, I would definitely agree, Stars Dragon Spirit. And did you want to add anything else right at this moment? I wasn't sure if you were just pausing or you were done for the moment.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I had to take a little sip of my water here. I bring this up a lot with people that I have talked to during the years, and it's been a lot of people. Sometimes, say for instance, you're going through your day and out of nowhere, you just start getting nervous and you start getting angry, or you have this wave of one particular emotion that comes up. That is not necessarily yours. If you're in a relationship, any type of a relationship, as Stars Maya said, and you are picking up on that person's energy, meaning that you are in a relationship with them, you could be reacting to their energy, their situations, what it is they have going on with them. And some people are not aware that they're doing this to themselves. Say, for instance, you're in a difficult type relationship that both of you know, it's not quite there. You've outgrown each other, or, you know, it's time for you to go in another direction. And then all of a sudden you start feeling these feelings creep in, and you're like, wait a minute, that's not me. I don't normally behave in that manner, or I don't normally think that way about something. It may not be your issue. It may not be your energy that you're picking up on. It could be the other person. So that's real important for everyone to look within themselves and to identify first, is that yours? Is it something that you would normally do? And if it's not, then don't be fearful. Go ahead and explore it. You know, see if it's the other person that normally acts that way or thinks that way. like Sarge Maya says, there is no right or wrong way. I tell everyone all the time, you can read as many books as you like, okay? You're going to read how somebody else does it. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the gospel, that's the only way that you can do it or deal with it. That means you're reading someone else's experience and someone else's opinion. Everybody doesn't have to be the same. Most people find their own niche, their own way of doing things in a spiritual manner, and it may not match any book. That's fine. That's great. That means that you're not afraid of pioneering in whatever you're feeling and whatever you feel is best for you. Okay, starts Maya.
Okay, well, yeah, you had great, great points. I loved what you said and what you pointed out, and I'm sure our listeners are appreciative of this. And I know for a lot of clients, it can be very difficult to find that fine line between I'm a firm believer in faith and hope, and where you get to the point where, okay, you know, I've kind of used up my savings account of faith and hope, and so what am I going on now? And I also feel a lot of times what holds us down, again, a relationship, and we're including jobs, I would include homes,
yes,
all those things in that circle. But we tend to be get into a comfort zone, and even though we know we're not really happy, and we know that we're not benefiting, or we're not getting what we deserve, or what we feel is our cup of happiness, we tend as humans to have a hard time leaving our comfort zone, and so there's a certain spiritual inertia that hits us. And you know, I'm a big believer in journaling and making lists. So, you know, if you're in that, if you feel that you might possibly fall into that category, some signs that I feel indicate that it might be time to move on and let go is a relationship. Again, we're including all relationships in this, but well, for the moment, I'm going to use a romantic relationship. Let's say that you're involved in what is to be a romantic relationship, and there has been, you're desiring it to be like a ladder where you're moving forward, and yet months have gone by and there's been absolutely no sign of change whatsoever. And when we find ourselves no longer able to happily live in the now, we are constantly either in the past, the way it used to be. That could even apply to a job, you know, where you were treated, you know, very well at a job in the beginning, and now they're piling more and more work on. You're not getting appreciated. You're not getting the raise or the promotions promised. So when we find ourselves living caught between the past and the future, and by the future in that within that relationship, by that I mean we're constantly living for this change that we hope is going to happen or that we've expected to happen, and we find that's the only way that we can get through day in and day out, that is a very strong sign that something is not working and the relationship is not in harmony, and it's time to really consider letting go and releasing and moving on. Another thing that I would look at, I mean, there's a lot of different obstacles. Like we talked about fear, we need to take fear as the worst decision maker in the world. So we have to take fear out of the equation and more or less say to ourselves, okay, if I was not afraid, what would my choice be? A lot of us humans, when it comes to love and close relationships, fear is a very... it's a strong emotion, and it guides us incorrectly. The other thing is if you find yourself living and defining yourself and the way that you go about your day based on the expectations of someone else so that you've totally forgotten or lost touch with your own spiritual and emotional self and your needs and your desires, and you mentioned Stars, Dragon, Spirit mentioned walking on eggshells, perfect example. So whether that's at a job or whether that's a romantic relationship or whether that's a friendship that has changed. As people, we talk about energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed and shifted. And the same is true with relationships. As people, we are always changing. Obviously, the ideal, when we talk about a life partner or a career job, a lifetime job, ideally the changes are always good and we're always moving forward. But when we become stuck because of all these obstacles that we're discussing, then it's time to really look take a look at your life and where happiness is. Because happiness is not defining ourselves by someone else or trying to move our day about, and our mood and our energy and everything that we're thinking towards that other person and making compromises. I see that so much with my clients where they're making, you know, it's almost becoming numb. You could use the analogy of stealing, someone that steals. They say the first time it was scary, the second time it was a little scary, and now they're master thieves and it doesn't bother them. And that's true. That's how humans are. When we do something over and over repetitive, we become numb to the effects and or consequences of it. So those are things to think about. Ask yourself if you're compromising your values, if you're compromising your ideals. If you're a person, for example, that is your desire is to get married and have children, and I'm just using this as an example, and you've been the same person for 6 years and the relationship is the same as it was the first 3 months, then you have to, at that point, evaluate where you're at and either say, I can be happy with this, or it's time to release and let go and move forward so that those opportunities, and trust me, life is full of abundance. Of course, I believe that God provides all this for us, but regardless of your spiritual beliefs, life is full of abundance and opportunity. We just have to be willing to take that step forward. So that being said, over to Stars, Dragon, Spirit.
Okay, Stars, Maya, good point. Now I'm going to give you the other spectrum of it. You were mentioning, well, first let me say, I'm a firm believer, and I've seen this happen over and over again. There have been very few couples that I know, and again, using your romantic situation, okay? There are very few that I have ever seen come together that were really meant to be together for the rest of their lives. I am a firm believer that we as individuals learn and grow. And it doesn't mean we're always going to be on the same level as that other person. You can outgrow someone. Even in friendship, you can outgrow someone. Say, for instance, your belief systems start changing. And all of a sudden, these people are the extreme opposite of what your belief systems have become in you. Most of that has to do with the ego in so far as the expectations. You gave the example of someone, you know, not living up to, say, my expectations. I'm going to use it this way because it'll be a lot easier for me to explain. Say, for instance, I go into a relationship and I'm only looking if the other person has changed or if the other person has grown, and judge my relationship by that. Well, I'm going to flip it around to the other side. Okay, what if I went into a relationship and I was expecting that person to change? Say, for instance, I've known them for a year, I've dated them for a year, I know their belief systems, I know their habits, I know everything about this person. And I enter a relationship with the other person. Well, when I enter that relationship, I already know everything about this person, but when I get into it, I want to start trying to change them and have them live up to my expectations. So when you go into a relationship, ask yourself, are you willing to settle for that person's belief system, that person's issues, and what that person is like? Because if you get involved in a relationship, you know, it's not what your expectations is going to be of this other person. what expectations do you have of yourself? Say, for instance, you're with the person for 2 years, and all of a sudden you're feeling that you're not connected to them anymore because of you. You have learned and grown and followed further on your path. So now the other person is no longer fitting in the role that they initially did when you became a pair or a unit. So it's not only if the other person is you know, living up to our expectations, are we living up to our expectations of ourselves? And why are we trying to make the other person change? You fell in love with them the way they are. You wanted to be with them because of who they are. So when you get in that relationship, you know, don't change your expectations from this person because they've been everything that they are right in front of you. And that's very difficult for a lot of people. They get in, as you said, our client, they get into a relationship and they're comfortable with the way the person is, say. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're learning new things and you're wanting to do more, but the other person isn't changing along with you. Well, then you have to ask yourself, do you want to spend more time with this person? Is this person, how should I put it, an accompaniment to you? Or is this person going to be someone who's going to keep taking and keep taking from your aspect and from who you are, and do you really want to be in it? These are all check signs to me that I would look for in myself. I mean, this, and again, this is just the way I have been and my experiences. I can't teach on anything that I haven't experienced or I don't know. So a lot of the times when I'm giving you examples, these are things that I have been through, and these are things that I, you know, have had other people come to me to discuss. If you fall in love with something and you decide to be with something, don't go into it trying to change what you fell in love with. Instead, look at yourself. How much have you grown? What are your interests now? What would you like to proceed forward with, and what would be the best scenario for you? So then you can make a clear assessment and a clear decision on whether to be with them or not. For myself, I've always been told that I'm a very non-judgmental person. I believe everybody is where they need to be, and they are how they need to be. So, again, I would internalize it and say, okay, you know, it's not working out. It's not fitting anymore. So these are the steps that I'm going to need to take. First, of course, to me, I would have a discussion with the person and say, this is what I'm interested in. You know, would you be interested in doing this with me, or so forth and so on. Now, once you do that, and if that person isn't interested in it, then by all means, you need to reconcile within yourself, okay, this is what I want, and these are the steps that I need to do it. It is never good to have a negative energy around you that is going to keep taking and keep taking. In the same term, it's not going to be good for you to have so many expectations of the other person that you're going to make yourself frustrated constantly, because you're getting frustrated because your ego is saying, I'm not getting what I want. And the thing is, you can get what you want, but first you have to make that decision whether you want to stay in that relationship or leave that relationship. And that's about all I can think of right this second, as far as Maya.
Well, right. I do agree that we do have to look within ourselves, and I feel that's a fatal mistake that humans make, and it's very commonplace, is that we initiate a relationship, and more so on the romantic side, but it does include all types of relationships, and expectations usually do lead to disappointment. So I like to look at our core values and our necessities for our spiritual and emotional well-being, the things that are most important to us, and it is important that we do have to be, you know, realistic in the sense of, you know, we have to know, okay, I could never, this is something that is just not, this is a deal breaker for me. However, there is no other perfect person, and I'm not perfect, and I'm not speaking of me personally. I'm just saying in a relationship,
right.
You know, we need to acknowledge that there is not perfection. So
yes.
If we're not, you know, happiness can be a little bit subjective. If we're spending most of our time happy and most of our time living in the now, and we're able to go through the hurdles in that relationship or that job by talking about it as we shift. Roles are always changing in relationships. There's always
yes.
growth. There's always change. It's never a flat line. So if we can look into ourselves and make sure that we are being honest with ourselves and what we want and what we need, and then convey that to the other person, or the same thing is true of a job. You know, if your manager tells you, okay, this is as far as you're going to go, this is your glass ceiling, you're never going to make any more money and you're never going to get any higher, if you know that you're not going to be happy that way, then there's no sense in continuing that relationship because you will be living in chaos, anxiety, and unhappiness.
Yes.
There is not harmony or balance. And the same is true in a personal relationship. And so we do have to look within ourselves, and we do have to see where our energy is. And I do believe that there's times when relationships can be salvaged by being honest with ourselves and saying, you know, it's just like the old saying, you know, pick your battles. Okay,
yeah.
Well, maybe he picks his nose, but everything else, you know, this is a great person, or maybe she, you know, takes 3 hours to get ready, but we share the same moral values. We
yes.
You know, so those are things to consider too. But when your life is basically in pretty much constant chaos and anxiety, and my guides have always taught me that time spent apart is often more definitive of the value and the benefit of a relationship than time spent together. Time
yes.
spent together can sometimes be deceiving, especially if it's a person that we're not seeing very often, or we're seeing them, you know, it's just like dating. Dating is, you know, everything is usually pretty good while you're dating. But when things settle into a more comfortable position, although that has a wonderful value in my opinion, it does change. And so those are things to consider as well. And
most definitely.
I mean, so there's a lot, but the most important thing is we do have to have faith. We have to have strength. We have to be willing to evaluate ourselves and where we're at. And then when we, you know, take note and we are honest with ourselves that something is simply not working, we've got to be willing to release and let go, because that is the only way. Moving forward is the only way to finding happiness and
yes.
harmony and reaching our full potential.
Most definitely, I agree. I'm going to give you another example here. Now, say you know you're in high school and you have this group of friends that you've gotten really close to, and you've known each other for years. But say once you leave high school and 5 years into your life after high school, you know, you have your friends look at you and say, boy, you're really changing, or you're a different person. You know, you do this now and you didn't used to do that then. I try to encourage people and explain, hey, that's a compliment. That's a good thing as a rule. That means that you're learning and growing and following along the lines that you're being true to yourself about. But most definitely, if you are in a relationship, as you said, it doesn't matter if it's with your boss, your friends, you know, a significant other, whomever it is, if you can be open with yourself and open with that person, say, look, this is the areas that I'm having a little hard time with, and this is something that I would like to try. At least give that person the option of seeing, okay, are they willing to try it? Are they open to some of my ideas? Because there are relationships out there that are good for you. As I said, you know, there's going to be times you're going to question yourself and say, okay, this is the way it is, but I don't like it this way, and do I want to change it? A lot of people, you know, they're, as you said, creatures of habit. And you know, you do anything, it's been proven, you do anything for 30 consecutive days, it becomes a habit. You become complacent. You fall into that little routine, and you feel safe in that routine. But if it gets to the point, again, it doesn't matter if it's the workplace, it doesn't matter if it's your friends, it doesn't matter, you know, if it's your husband. If you're having that uncomfortableness to where your nerves are just going constantly and you're finding no inner peace, or, you know, you feel that you can't breathe, or that, you know, hey, I'm looking back over the last 4 years and I haven't grown any. I haven't done anything except the same thing over and over, and now it's getting uncomfortable, then definitely, you know, talk about it. At least always give yourself the benefit of the doubt here. You know, if it's been a long-term relationship or if it's somebody that has met you halfway with certain issues and stuff, most definitely talk it out and see if that person is interested in growing with you. But also have enough faith and belief that, okay, if you discuss it and it's not going to happen, have enough faith and belief that you're going to be led down a path, you know, that is going to be good for you, that you're going to progress in, that you're going to start loving your life. I tell everyone every day on my Facebook page and other things, I tell them, go out and try something new today. It doesn't matter how small it is. It doesn't matter how big it is. Just try something new. See how you like it. Because there is a sea, an ocean of opportunity and experiences and different things that you can try for yourself. But again, don't be afraid of letting go. Because as you said, most humans, they're creatures of habit. And, you know, you don't want to stay in the now. And you project to the future, which makes you scared, or you revert back and you react everything over and over and over. In any given situation, you've been there before, you know exactly how to react to it, you know exactly what the other person is going to do. When you get in those spaces, that's when you need to question yourself. Don't be afraid to let go of things. For everything you let go of, you're making room for something else to come in. And in order for something else to come in, you got to open the door. So don't be afraid to let go of things. Don't be afraid to get rid of things, because that's just that, things. There will always be something else that's going to be ushered in for you.
Right. I agree. It's kind of like the shirt or the pants that we haven't worn for 5 years, but we keep thinking, well, what if one day I have the perfect opportunity? I mean, we get to a point where we have to say, okay, it's been this long and I haven't worn this, so I think really it's time for the Salvation Army or for a friend or a family in need. But, you know, I also, too, wanted to mention, and I do feel females are a little bit more guilty of this more so than males, and that is not listening. I deal with a lot of clients where, especially when it comes to males, I mean, it covers a large basis, friendships and work, but primarily in the romantic scene, males, and because of their expectations and their mindset of what they've decided they want, and they've chosen this person as their poster child or their poster male for this, they're not listening, and they're twisting. You know, they have someone that honestly says to them, for example, I'm not interested in a serious relationship. And somehow the female interprets that as, well, there's a fear of intimacy, and that could very well be true, but we always have to go back. I go back to universal law. Why does it matter what does? So if someone, you know, is not making the right choices for the relationship, let's say that they're straying, or it's you're wanting a committed relationship and they're keeping it very casual, they're, you know, not answering your calls, then you have to, instead of finding reasons and looking for reassurance that there's a connection, maybe there is a connection, but if they're not making the right choices, time to release that, because you then are living on a promise of something that may never happen, and you're losing sight and you're losing everyday opportunities for a partner that can offer you everything that you want and deserve. So that's something to really think about, and that happens a lot, I feel, at the beginning. You know, I see a lot where a female client will meet a male, And the male is actually very upfront and honest, but they don't listen. They don't hear it. They interpret it their own way. And then 5 months down the road, they will often say, well, you know, he betrayed me. He abused me. He and that. And really, when you go back and think about it, that person was honest, but we as humans, I mean, and we're all humans. We all make these mistakes. So we're here to learn. That's what it's all about. But the truth of the matter is we, you know, we didn't listen. And having faith in yourself, if you have faith in yourself, then you know that you can endure and get through any troubled times. You can get through the changes. Whenever we have change, even if it's positive change, we have some, you know, there is a little bit of difficulty. There's chaos and so forth. And with that, let's go ahead and check with Natalie and see where we're at with callers to make sure if we can continue talking or if we need to move on and start taking calls.
Hiya. Well, we've got four callers here, so it's about 7:36, something like that. So, ladies, you might want to kind of wrap it up, and let's get to the calls.
Okay. This is Stars Maya, and I'm going to wrap it up by saying that I hope that we've been helpful this evening, and March is a wonderful time for releasing and moving forward. There's going to be universally some amazing opportunities, and this is also a great time if what we are talking about resonates with you, by all means, go to Star Psychics. There's tons of wonderful experts, myself, Stars Dragon Spirit, that's just two of us. There's many more, and we're very well equipped to help you and to do a personal reading to help find out what your obstacle is and what's keeping you from releasing and moving forward. So I thank you, and go ahead, Stars Dragon Spirit.
Yes, I agree. Most part, as you were saying, please listen, ladies, gentlemen, whichever gender. If another person is telling you something, give them the respect of accepting what it is that they're telling you. Don't, you know, go into something and think, oh, he'll change his mind. Definitely, you need to give enough respect to that situation, because if you go past that and try to change it, you're only inviting disappointment for yourself. That person didn't do anything to you. That person was, by all means, listen and accept it. And as Stars Maya said, definitely check out the site. There's lots and lots of information on that site that's free. There are also many, many different advisors. And all of them, you know, resonate to how they do a reading, how they give guidance and assistance. There's all different types of venue. Take your time. Go through the site. Look at the things. Read things. It's there for the taking. So by all means, you know, invest a little bit of time in it. You know, you might surprise yourself and find something that you read that goes, wow, that sounds like something I need. So, you know, give yourself the time. It's not going to cost you anything. Look through the site. And that's all I have to say, ladies. Thank you.
Okay, awesome topic, awesome discussion, and I want to remind everybody you can get 5 free minutes on the site, one time only. It's for existing account holders and new ones coming in. I've had it there, quite a while now, and I don't foresee myself taking it down yet. It's doing good, but take advantage of that 5 free minutes. It's a $10 value. And, okay, well, we have our first caller. Stars Maya, I'm going to start with you. Her name is Natasha. Okay, Natasha, you have Stars Maya live on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to see if you can tell me what you see around relationships for me.
Okay. And as you know, Natasha, we're a little bit limited, so
okay.
I could probably go on and on. Well,
okay.
I feel like there seems to be something that you're holding on to, relationship-wise. It may not be defined, fit into the definition of a relationship, but I feel like there's someone in your mind or heart that you still there still feels to be a connection there. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that I ended something here.
Okay.
I ended something here, so I don't know if you see that it's still there or whatever, but it's pretty recent, so maybe that's why you're picking
it up. Sure. That makes sense, and that was my guys are telling me that was a good choice, and that it's going to be a little bit conflicting for you, a little bit rough over the next few weeks, but once we get into March, they're showing me that the universe is going to show you that you made the right decision, because I actually am not seeing a long healing period for you. Actually, Natasha, I feel like you're going to meet someone pretty quickly. So quickly to me, I'm going to say 6 to 9 weeks, and that just stay true to yourself. Don't give in. Don't go back. This was a perfect topic that should resonate very well with what you just went through. Stay strong, Natasha, because there is an amazing opportunity, but you have to be open in order for that to come. And I really do see that coming very quickly, because you made a pretty strong stand for yourself, and I do give you props for that. I know it wasn't easy, and as you know, we are limited. Please feel free to come on Star Psychics for an in-depth reading. I wish you the very best. Good for you, good choice, and good things to come for you, Natasha. Thank you for your call, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha, and do come back and go to starspsychics.com. That's STARZ, psychics.com. Okay, here we go. I'm going to get the next caller here. Stars Dragon Spirit, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, this is Alphina. Pretty name, A-L-P-H-I-N-A. So.
Greek.
Hello?
Alphina, I've got Stars Dragon Spirit live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
I'm wondering what they see for me and Ryan for the year of 2014.
Hmm. Okay, this is something that for some reason I'm not feeling is in cement. This is something that has fluctuated before, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And for obvious reasons, when I'm speaking with you, there are certain things I'm going to say, but there are some things I'm not going to say because it is your reading, okay? For a lot of whatever reasons, okay, I'm feeling a lot of self-doubt, and I'm also seeing a question mark between the two. There's one to two subjects that the two of you have not really explored together, and you're both questioning. You are definitely more dedicated in looking forward to it than the other person. Let me see. I am not seeing it being an outstanding thing. I'm seeing that it's going to have a lot more rough ups and downs, and I would say by May. And again, the self-doubt issues keep coming up. For whatever reason, this is strong. And until that is set aside, and until some deep breaths are taken and some centering done, things aren't going to be real clear. I feel that some things are being grasped at, little bits and pieces that you're wanting to put into place. But to be honest with you, you need to let go of those. And, again, center yourself.
What did you say? Would you repeat what you said before? I didn't really hear you.
Okay, which part, hon?
Something about pieces.
Okay, there are pieces that are floating around. In other words, there are some issues that are floating around that have not been discussed and aren't in concrete.
Issues?
You have some things that you're wanting, correct, that are pretty important?
Not necessarily, though.
Okay. Well, for whatever reason, I'm seeing that you are wanting these certain things, and I don't see them coming into fruition anyway soon. I see some growth and some moving forward, but I will say now I don't see it being a lifelong thing. I really, really sincerely don't see it lasting a year, so to speak. There's going to be two periods of time where there's going to be a major eruption. And when those shifts happen and when those
we've already been together years, so I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, but that's why I'm saying this. It's going
the
into
issues that
a
you're
state
talking
of
about,
change.
Could you be more specific or something? Like, I don't know what you mean by that.
To be honest
okay,
with
we're
you,
gonna, we're,
I don't.
I'm sorry, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, but we're going to need to move it along because we do have other callers.
Okay.
So if you want to wrap this one up, I apologize.
Okay.
We've got to get to everyone. We've had people waiting for 45
sure.
minutes.
Sure. Again, I understand you've been together for years, but I'm letting you know you're going to have two more eruptions.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to your advice, and thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, here we go. Let's take Tim. He's our next caller, and that's going to be for you, Stars Maya. Okay,
Hi,
Tim, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars. I'm just also wondering when Love Life would come in.
Okay, and you said your name was Ken, right?
Tim.
Okay.
With
okay. Well, I feel like there's going to be some there's really bad connection. So I hope you can hear me. I feel like there's going to be some off and on a little bit of dating, but I feel like it's going to be later on this year before anything serious or significant comes into your life. You need to be open. I feel like you need some practice. Boy, that is really loud. I'm sorry. I'm just not able to hear. Can anybody else hear all that static?
Yeah.
I can hear it or something.
I
it's
hear
background.
It.
Okay.
How's this? Is that any better?
Oh, yeah. That is much better. Okay. So what I see is some dating for you, some small romances, but I feel like it's going to be towards the end of the year before something very significant with the potential to be a life partner comes up. It feels like you need to get to know yourself better and you need to get out there and just have some interactions. I don't feel that there's anyone in your life right now that is going to be a part of your future. So this feels like someone new. And as you know, we have other callers. So I hope that helped you, Ken.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you and God bless you.
May I interject something here?
Sure.
Okay, everybody is not always going to hear what they want to hear. But whether it's Stars Maya or myself, you know, we just tell you what we see and what we're picking up on. It's going to be up to you to either accept it or not accept it. That's your own individual choice. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. We've got Karen, and this one is for you, Stars, Dragon, Spirit. So, Karen, go ahead and ask your one question.
I just want to say you ladies are really, you're very, I love what you were speaking about beginning of the show. Right on. You're right on the money. You guys are really good.
Thank you very, very much.
Very, very good. Very, very good. My question is in regards to a former friend. And he's been on my mind a lot. And personally, I just need to move on.
Yeah, this is somebody that you have really known for years.
Yes.
Okay. This person was an anchor when you needed an anchor. This person gave you what you needed to know in order to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done that.
Yes.
And the empathy that you feel, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You don't want to step on anything because you do value what is there.
Mm-hmm.
It helped you. It helped your heart when it was needed. But you're right. It is time to move on.
Yes.
So my advice to you is you're very centered. You are a very centered person. So kudos to you. You don't fly off the handle real easy.
No.
And so definitely go by your intuitive side because you're correct. You do need to move on. Once you begin on your growing path for yourself, I will let you know that you're going to have another major opportunity in probably about 6 months. and you'll see it coming, and you'll be glad when it comes. So just accept everything that comes right now and just keep moving forward for yourself.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you
so much, honey. Thank you.
Thank you,
Blessings
Karen.
Blessings to you. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Okay, ladies, you can kind of wrap it up, but we have 10 more minutes here. I don't know. Let's see if I can interject anything in here. We've got a lot of people in the chat. Thanks, everybody, for coming. I guess I'll give my thanks now. I see Stars Aeneas. I see Stars Joshua. Stars Psychic Priestess Candy. Stars Judy Noah. Stars Morgan Lilith. And Stars Morning Star, all in the room tonight. And our Stars Priestess Candy, I just call her Candy. She's running all the little bit.ly links that we have and letting everybody know. And Aeneas did a reading, and I don't know if there were others going on in the chat room. It's a great thing if you don't like to be on the air. And an important fact that Stars Dragon Spirit said, and I'm sure Stars Maya would agree, we don't always hear what we want to hear. And sometimes it's kind of like hot water thrown in our face. But what we need to do, and I think you grow, is you listen, and, you know, I think both of you will say you'll follow your heart. I mean, that's the bottom line. You've got to do what's right for you, but it doesn't mean that somebody is wrong. They might point out something that you didn't even know was going on, and just take note of it and watch and listen. And, I mean, I've interviewed, how many readers do I have? 156 of them. And every one of them, of course, they always read for the boss, so they get a little nervous. But every one of them, had a different take on things. And I listen to each and every one of them and put all that information in my hat that sits on my head. And that's what everybody needs to do when you get a reading. And then you resonate with some perfect reader or advisor, I like to call them advisors, that you really like, you should probably stick with that advisor because you get to know each other, they know you, and you trust them. But I have a lot of great ones on the site, a lot that are finding me. I just had another one today found me, and she used to be with me at Planet Stars, like you, Stars Dragon Spirit. How she found me, I have no idea. But it's a wonderful thing. The Stars Psychics is really probably one of the most honest places you're going to ever go to. I handle all the customer service, and this is, I'm kind of tooting my horn right now, ladies, but really, you couldn't find anybody better there. I mean, I've chosen them. Yes, I have interviewed some and said that they were not really ready to be on the site, but I'm so pleased tonight with both of you ladies, and that topic was just totally awesome, just awesome.
Yes, so it was a great topic.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Maya. Go ahead.
It's been a great pleasure. I love this topic, and I think we could, you know, talk about it a lot. And when we go off the air, if I could talk to Stars Dragon Spirit for just a minute, I'd like to say thank you to everyone for listening, and God bless you all, and I appreciate that you listen to us. And that,
yes,
we love Natalie.
Right.
We love Natalie.
Yes.
Yay!
I've known Natalie.
Three cheers for Natalie.
Yes, I've known
well,
Natalie
Natasha's
from
listening
the beginning.
Right now, and her and I says, oh, that's an awesome name. That's the Russian name for Natalie, you know, of course. And I'm very pleased. The show, the room is just jam-packed tonight, and that's a bonus. And maybe people are tuning in more, listening more, following their own spirit. And, yes, we've got a lot in the room tonight. I'm very, very impressed. And I love having all the new, you know, like some of the new readers, the newer ones in there. My usuals are in, handling everything, and it's just really great. I couldn't be more thrilled. And, yes, it looks like our audio will be launching the week of first week in March. As soon as Tony comes back from his ski trip. After all, he does have to have a trip. But anyways, and the new issue of Mystic Living Today will be out on March 1st. I do that, and I'm sure everybody can find stuff. I've got a lot of the advisors that have submitted information, and books are reviewed, and we have CDs reviewed, and just a bunch of stuff. And that's, mysticlivingtoday.com. which is what I started back in 1999, so, and it's still going.
Yes, ma'am.
It's awesome. Yes, it is. And we have lots of good things coming to start. So thank everybody. I'm thanking everybody in the chat room there. I know they can hear us, and they're probably saying, Natalie, will you be quiet? No, they would never say that. But anyways, Stars Maya, as usual, you're awesome. And Stars Dragon Spirit, awesome. What can I say? And everybody in the room, thank you very much. And know that I love you guys very, very much. Okay, you two can talk. I took the last one off. Now, hold on a minute, though, because we are we on recording? Hold on. No, yeah, we're still on recording, so I guess you can't talk amongst yourselves. But we have to wait 4 more minutes if you want to wait 4 more minutes.
Maya?
It's too bad I can't do one-on-one with this, huh?
Yeah, right?
Right. Well, I think what I can say is that would be okay to be recorded, that I just wanted to reiterate for Stars Dragon Star that I definitely empathize with sometimes the situations we're faced with, and clients just are, it's difficult to hear, and, you know, asking us the question in a different way that really isn't going to get a different answer. And it, as Natalie herself said, if what we say doesn't resonate, then please follow your heart and move forward. You know, we are gifted. We give what the information that we receive is what we give. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's
I think
all
we that's one thing about myself, and I think you can ask Natalie. My entire life, I've been doing this a long, long time, and trust me, I have had a lot of people who don't like what they hear, but what they are hearing is what I'm being shown and told is the most prominent, prevalent thing that they need to look at and deal with. I can't tell you how many times somebody says, no, that's not true, or that can't be, and so forth and so on, but that is normally what happens when someone really thinks, you know, they've got an anchor on it, and then they hear somebody tell them something different, it's difficult for them to accept.
Right,
so,
and, yeah. And you know, and I also look at it this way, people that are very busy and are in true harmony and happiness in a relationship generally don't seek advice about that relationship or feel the need for predictions, you know, because they're so busy living that in full color, you know, living that
the illusion.
That, you know, now that's not to say for our listeners that, you know, having a reading even when you're happy is not a good thing, because we can show you even how to be happier. But
that's
specifically, if you're asking about a relationship, you know, obviously there's something in your spirit or your core being that is not resonating or is not feeling right. And so, you know, we do sympathize, we empathize. It's not a fun thing when we know that the news we're going to deliver to you is probably not what you hoped for. But please know that both myself and all the experts on Star Psychics and Stars Dragon Spirit as well, we are honoring you by giving our very best and by being honest. It does not honor you.
Yes.
It does not honor your path. And we don't honor ourselves and our gifts if we just make you feel good for the moment, but we just tell
That's
you a
right.
fairy tale, our lives. So please
if we start dealing with that, that means our egos are getting involved. That means we're trying to make it acceptable. I'm not here necessarily to give what's acceptable. I'm here to deliver whatever message it is that I'm being shown and asked to tell you.
Agreed. So I think, you know, you have to have a little bit of an open mind and just be willing sometimes, even if it's not what you want to hear, just maybe consider it. And if it truly, you know, you decide, you know what, that doesn't resonate and I'm going to go ahead and follow my heart, hey, I'm all about that. I always feel that way. I know I live my life that way. A thousand people could tell me something, but if my heart, you know, is telling me something different, then I'm going to follow my heart, because even if that's nothing more than a lesson that I need to learn. So with that,
that's
all I wanted to say, Stars Dragon Spirit, is I just wanted to back you up there and
oh,
let
no,
you
I
know
agree,
that
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
Good. Good.
Okay,
great
ladies,
show.
Thank you so much. I love you guys, and I will see
love
you next
too.
Week. And thanks, everybody in the chat room. I'll be closing it off. Thanks. Thank you for coming. We had a great group in there. We had some great clients call in, or potential clients, I should say. And we'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.